Time for another Piano Puzzler. Look who's here. It's Bruce Adolph with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And Chris Freitag is calling us from New York City. Chris, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thank you so much. It's a real thrill to be here.
And I understand that puzzles in one form or another are part of your daily life. Is that right?
Every day starts off with a New York Times crossword puzzle.
And how do you do?
Well, my streak is up to 600 and something at this point, so I'm doing okay.
Whoa, that means you get not only the big Sunday one, but the Saturday New York Times crossword puzzle, which is a monster.
That's usually the hardest one.
Wow, okay. And how do you do on piano puzzlers?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Let's do find out. Bruce has one just for you, where, of course, he's taken a familiar tune and rewritten it in the style of a classical composer. Chris will see if you can name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking and maybe pick out the hidden tune as well. So, you all set?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Okay, then here's Bruce Adolph and your piano puzzler. Ooh, with an enigmatic ending.
Yes.
Interesting. Chris, what do you hear in that piano puzzler?
Well, that was just beautiful, beautifully played.
Thank you.
Well, the enigmatic ending is appropriate because the original, if I have this right, ends in very much the same way. That's the opening of Schumann's Lied du Liebe.
Correct.
Wow.
So yes, indeed.
Not only naming the composer, Robert Schumann, but also a particular piece, the song cycle, Dichterliebe.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Mm. Oh, well, perfect. I did not know that, of course.
Okay, so style of Robert Schumann, we got that. And what about the hidden tune?
I think what I hear is Hey Jude.
Yes, that is correct.
All right, our work here is done.
Get on your horse, Fred. Let's get out of town.
So the Paul McCartney tune, the Beatles tune, Hey Jude, not just in the style of Robert Schumann, but incorporating a great deal of the opening section of Dichterliebe, that song cycle by Robert Schumann. And Bruce, can you unpack this for us? Tell us how you put these two together?
Yes. In fact, I have to tell you that there's always something that gets under my skin, so to speak. There's a spot in Hey Jude that is not unlike this, which is from Dichterliebe. You know, when it goes... You know, up and up.
Mm-hmm.
So that made me think they might fit together. Like at this spot. But there's sort of a pun in there.
Mm.
I had to massage the harmony quite a bit, though, because Hey Jude has got some modalities that don't fit with anything Schumann would ever have done. So there was a lot of tweaking going on here.
Well, now that we know, thanks to Chris, who just nailed this.
That was great.
Hey Jude in the style of Robert Schumann and quoting quite a bit from the opening section of Schumann's song cycle, Dichterliebe. Bruce, can we hear this one more time?
Yeah, sure.
a meeting of the musical minds of Robert Schumann and Paul McCartney, thanks to the musical mind of Bruce Adolph and that piano puzzler. The song Hey Jude, rewritten in the style of Robert Schumann. Bruce, that's gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
And Chris Freitag calling from New York City. Chris, you nailed it. Your first guess on both the tune and the composer. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Chris, I have to mention this. You have another connection to our show. You play classical guitar. And who have you been working with recently?
I've been studying with Jason Viau.
Jason Viau, who 15 years ago was a young artist in residence here on PT. Now he's one of the great classical guitarists of our time, and you've been taking lessons with Jason. How's Jason doing?
He's doing great. He is one of the hardest working men in show business. He seems to be touring and playing all the time.
Yes, and a wonderful guy and a great musician. And say hi to Jason for us next time you see him.
I will.
Chris Freitag from New York City, thanks so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.